Thank you, Chair. Since this is the first time that we have taken the floor in a national capacity, we wish to congratulate you on your election to lead this meeting, and we are convinced that under your leadership, we will succeed in our negotiations. We fully support the statement by the NAM and other state parties. Chair, my country as a state party supports all efforts to strengthen the effective non-discriminatory application of the convention's provisions. We note that the intersessional period is important. In the absence of detailed provisions for application, it is a space for the useful exchange of information on national implementation measures. Venezuela considers that limitations on the effective application of the convention is one of the greatest weaknesses, namely the lack of multilateral legally binding verification protocol. An additional protocol to the convention thus needs to be negotiated. The lack of a verification protocol is not an excuse, however, for not using other mechanisms or for using outside mechanisms that could weaken the convention. The convention must be implemented in a comprehensive and balanced way to avoid the use of double standards that undermine its implementation. Some parties feel that given rapid developments in technology, the world is more complex today than 20 years ago, and thus returning to the mandate of the ad hoc group for the protocol could not be feasible. My delegation does not agree. There has been important work done by the ad hoc group. All of the principles and mechanisms developed over these years should not be rejected. Indeed, they should be discussed, revised, and updated in line with technological process. We believe that to step up the effectiveness of the convention, it needs to be not only universal, but there must be effective non-discriminatory application of all provisions. Despite decades of research, there is no consensus on an international mechanism for application of mechanisms under the convention. This continues to be a challenge. The only sustainable way to strengthen the convention, however, is through multilateral negotiations to achieve a non-discriminatory and legally binding agreement in a balanced, comprehensive way. The international community could show leadership in multilateral dialogue on the prevention of improper use in order to make progress and avoid dual use. There needs to be a legally binding architecture, and this should lead to an international fulfillment mechanism under the convention. The international community must continue to work to avoid biological disasters for the sake of all of humankind and strengthen the convention internationally. This expert meeting is an excellent opportunity for all state parties to strengthen their commitment to implementation. This is a collective responsibility of the international community. The methods to strengthen the convention must be holistic, full, effective, and non-discriminatory, with fulfillment of all of the provisions. This must be the primary goal of all states parties. We take the opportunity to thank the Russian delegation for holding the International Conference on Biosecurity Challenges. We have taken note of the working document to that effect. Thank you very much.